What will haunt you this scary night? These spooky sounds, these ghastly frights. Drinks are stirred, we're all alight. The other side is near us. Tell me a story, tell me a tale of demons and ghosts beyond the veil. A chilling shriek, a thrilling wail. Welcome to Stirred Spirits.
Hi.
Hello, hello. Welcome to Stirred Spirits, the drunken paranormal podcast.
Oh, God.
Booze and booze. I am Thomas Saradarian.
And I am Hadley Dion.
And, well, I guess this is the first episode. I suppose we should tell the listeners a little bit about ourselves, assuming that they don't already know.
It's not just our friends listening.
It's not just, yeah, assuming we have a widespread audience of all demographic reaches. Let's see. We both work in entertainment.
Work in media.
Media. Maybe, who knows if it's entertaining or not. I have four jobs. It's a lot of work.
Why do you have four jobs?
Why do I have four jobs? Because no full-time jobs with benefits will hire me as a real working adult. So instead, I scrape together as best I can in development, product placement.
Do you think no one wants to hire you because you want to just drink and talk about ghosts?
Oh, absolutely. I think if any job has ever looked at any of my social media, I think they would become duly horrified. And that is probably...
I'm not even trying to hire you and I'm horrified.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Nobody's getting paid here. But you're scared of me and my brand. But, you know, it's a strong brand.
What's your brand?
My brand, I think, is getting drunk and being loud. And I look forward to doing a lot of both of those things.
I feel like there's a lot of people calling you Papa or Daddy.
Yes. Yeah. Actually, you know, in recent years, the kind of the daddy part of my brand has dissipated a bit, which I'm a little upset about it because it was a very strong brand during my our college years. Hadley and I went to school together.
Yeah, we did.
We should probably say at some point. But people have kind of stopped calling me daddy. You know.
I'm kind of glad for that. There was a moment in college where I asked you how I could get people to call me daddy because I felt like it was exclusive to men and I was getting very upset.
Very upset, yeah.
I never achieved daddydom, though.
Daddy is a lifestyle. I think it's genderless. I think anyone can be a daddy. It requires a certain a sense of suavity. Suavity is not a word. It requires being suave, I think. But I'm not suave. No, you know what? I don't know. I think you just have to have a larger-than-life persona and also have touch. I think I'm a larger-than-life persona.
You're a caricature.
I'm a caricature.
In the best of ways.
In the best of ways and the worst of ways. But yeah, anyway, so I realize that I've said nothing about myself, really. Despite this long
I know a lot about you now.
You know a lot about
you're
me
a
now.
You're not a daddy,
not a
anymore.
Daddy anymore.
A reformed daddy.
Oh, but you know what? I guess I am. I am a sad dad is still my social media persona. So I guess it is still like hanging on. I'm no longer a daddy.
Do you have any children?
I have
no
children. I have not fathered a child yet. Oof. Me as an actual father, lots of things
you'd
we'd
be
have
a
to,
real sad dad.
Well, yeah, I would. Lots of things we'd have to tune up before I'm ready for fatherhood. Probably chiefly not getting drunk and yelling about ghosts. I feel
at two o'clock.
Oh, yeah, it is at 2:40 p.m. We're already. We've started drinking.
I almost said Eastern Standard Time. Yeah. It's Pacific.
There you go. Yeah.
So that's bad already.
It's really hot in this apartment in lovely Silver Lake.
Should I talk about me?
Yes.
Or should we just talk about you?
We could talk. I can talk about me forever. So, but let's pass the mic to you.
I have nothing exciting. I'm not a daddy. I work in media. I'm a podcast producer on a podcast. I don't know if I should mention them by name.
I was wondering whether I should actually mention the companies I work for. You know what? Why not? Let's do it. Let's take a swing.
You go first.
Okay. I work for Netflix. I work for Legendary. I work for Propaganda Gem. And I'm also a radio engineer and a personality for Dates and Mates with Damona Hoffman, a dating talk show.
I wonder if we can have them on the show eventually.
Oh, Damona actually gave some interest in being on here.
Great. She's booked.
She's booked. So look forward to that. Anyway.
I work for the Mortified podcast. I don't know if my bosses know I'm doing this yet, so I'm going to have to tell them eventually.
Will they be on the pod as well?
I don't know if they have supernatural stories.
Get them in here. Get them in this sweaty apartment.
It's not usually this sweaty.
It's tolerable now, but I feel as we continue to drink, it's going to get worse before
it gets
better.
It's
going to
get real bad. What are you drinking?
I am drinking, last year, actually, about almost exactly a year ago, someone turned me on to Bacardi and Diet Coke, and that is what I am drinking today. It gives you a little bit of the pep. Soda does not give you the caffeine kick. This will keep you up until 5 in the morning if you keep drinking them. And maybe that's what's going to happen today.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that would be 15 hours of drink. Yeah, well, maybe we'll try to max out at 10 or 12, but...
You're hungover from last night already.
Yeah, it's going to be... Tomorrow's going to be interesting.
I stayed sober yesterday for the purpose of preparing for this. And I drank a lot of water and I ate a lot of carbs.
Carbs to stave off the drunken.
I'm a very responsible podcast maker.
Yeah, you're a consummate professional.
I just wanted to be able to press record without missing it.
Right, yeah.
I didn't want to hit pause and stay there for a whole episode.
yes.
Oh, shit.
Oh, boy.
I'm drinking Sapporo. I'm gonna start light, and we're gonna work our way up.
Yeah, we're gonna work our way up. So we're both here. We're both here
because we have spooky shit.
We have spooky shit. A long history of spooky shit. But this podcast, it's kind of amazing that we've made it. We've made it to your living room because it started inauspicious.
It's honestly the fact that we're sitting here. It's just like a long game of chicken.
It feels like we already won.
We both won.
Yeah, we made it here. You know, you got to commit to the bit. That's like something I believe in very firmly.
Yeah, and you've said that a lot to me in the past few months.
Commit to the bit.
I get messages like late at night. Commit to the bit, Hadley.
Yeah, keep pushing forward because
we were at a party.
Friend bar? What was it?
The friend.
And we're drunk and we said, yo, what if we made a podcast?
How did that even come up?
Oh, we're talking about your job because you work for the Mortified podcast.
What if every time you say it, I'm going to bleep
the Mortified,
it?
Yeah. We were talking about your job, and then we were talking about your... Well, you have a history with these kind of paranormal podcasts.
I did a paranormal podcast a couple years ago. But like, full disclosure, totally did it with my ex-boyfriend.
Yeah.
I mean, we were already broken up. So like, not the smartest idea.
Many people would not choose to do it in that circumstance.
I would
but
say
you pushed forward
many
for a
more,
while.
Many wiser
people,
wiser
yes.
men would have decided not to do that. But I pushed forward. We did like 6 episodes, and then we stopped talking forever.
Hey, yeah.
But you were on it.
I was on it. I submitted a story that I will be retelling for my fans.
And it's not available on the internet. It's
yeah,
like
you
a secret
really
now.
Removed it.
I really stripped it from my life.
Yeah.
Just like I stripped him out of my life. You know?
Rip boyfriend. Anyway.
Juicy. Okay.
We were talking. What'd you say?
I said that's some juicy goss
that's
for the whole internet.
Yeah, the internet now knows where we work and Hadley's dating history.
Just part of it.
A good segment. But anyway, we were talking about your podcast with your ex-boyfriend around the campfire.
Yeah.
And then we were like, well, what if we did a podcast where we got really drunk as we are at
the
club?
The drunk part was even part of it yet.
Oh, I think it was. I think that was... Isn't that what I opened with?
No, I thought that was when we had drinks later.
Oh, yes.
Because we were like, let's do a podcast. And then I... left the bar, and I remember I went to Fred 62 and I got food.
Nice.
And I was sitting there with my friend Marisol.
Your friend and roommate.
I don't live with her, but everyone thinks we live together.
She was here when I got to
every
this
moment
house,
together.
So I still do not believe it.
She just left because you were here. She's pretending to go back to her apartment.
Right.
And I was sitting there and I was like, Thomas and I just said we're going to start a podcast. I doubt either of us will follow through with that.
Neither of us. No, I remember, I specifically remember you're like, all right, if you message me tomorrow still saying we're on for the podcast.
I'll do it.
It's happening. And I did.
And sure enough, you
it was at like
me.
11 p.m. I did forget about it, admittedly, in the morning. And then I was like, oh, wait.
How'd you remember?
Commit to the bit.
You saw a ghost.
I was like, oh. And then
a ghost visited me and said, do the podcast.
Get on the mic. But yeah, then we kept committing to the bit. We had a business meeting.
We sure did.
At Bar Bandini. Great bar.
I love all the like LA plugs we're doing.
We're doing a lot of plugs. This is your like hopefully sponsor.
We're looking
sponsors.
For sponsors.
Yeah. Bar Bandini.
Local Silver Lake and Echo Park locations. Hit us up. The friend. Bar Bandini.
Bar Bandini.
Fred 62.
The Mortified podcast. That definitely works out.
Bleep.
Yeah. And we had a business meeting. And then we didn't do anything for about 2 months. And then I was like, yeah, let's buy equipment. And now we're here. And the people, I think, Yeah, they're excited.
The people are going.
The people are going. We've got the people going. So
here we are.
Here we are.
We got our spirits.
We have our spirits. They've been stirred. And now I think we should maybe like talk about our respective paranormal histories.
I think so.
Do you have more than me?
I don't know. I feel like I have my whole lineage. So maybe.
Yeah.
Who wants to start?
What if we do a quick batch of rock, paper, scissors for electrifying audio content?
The visuals.
2 out of 3.
Rock, paper, scissors. All right, I got scissors.
Rock, paper, scissors. Both rock. Rock, paper, scissors. Damn it. Okay.
Okay. Well, why is that bad?
That's not bad, actually. I just don't like losing.
Damn it. I wanted to go first. Yeah. Then why didn't you say so?
True.
All right. Yeah, so I can go first. So I was thinking about this today, and I feel like I kind of come from a lineage of witches, to be honest, that my family doesn't talk about. But, like, on my mother's side, my mom is for sure psychic, and her grandmother was definitely psychic. Like, her grandma had a dream that her dad died in a car accident, and the next morning he died in a car accident.
Not great.
So, but she predicted it. Ooh. We, like, superstitions and everything for our family, like, you can't say a dream before you eat breakfast or it will come true.
Wow.
And so my mom...
Has anyone tested that?
Well, my mom's question was like, what if you want it to come true? And then her grandma said, that's witchcraft.
Oh my God.
So she wasn't allowed to do that. And like, that sticks with me though, because like, literally when I want to tell my dream, I like eat a crumb or something.
Like breakfast time.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, this has been ingrained in me.
Yeah.
When I was very little, I obviously don't remember a lot of this, but the stories about me being... little and a little paranormal, like very creepy.
Oh, I'm sure.
Like, I told my parents I was at their wedding watching them.
Not great.
And then I had chosen them.
That is why nobody should have children ever.
Like,
they're all,
they say, the creepiest
shit. Cretins.
Yeah, I like would say things like that. I would say, like, oh, to get to the other side, you die here, and to get back, you have to die there.
No,
and I was like,
no,
what?
Thank you.
You're
That's
out.
Awful.
And
so, do you recall ever like seeing anything?
I don't. I know I don't. But the biggest like story from my childhood is essentially so my mom is from North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And her sister used to live on this, like, huge, like, farm, like, acres and acres of land. And my cousins are about, like, 8 years older than me. Mm-hmm. So they would take care of me. And my mom sees my cousins come back into, like, her sister's house. And I'm not with them. And she's like, hey, guys, where's Hadley?
Hadley?
And they're like, oh. Because they're probably, like, 10.
Yeah.
They suck. You know? They were awful to me.
Classic
so
cousin shit.
Classic, like, oh, we forgot about the toddler we were taking care of. So my mom, like, freaks out because at the bottom of the property is this huge lake.
Oh, boy.
It's like, I'm 2.
Yeah.
So...
high drowning potential.
Yeah. High death potential.
Yeah, death threat, yeah.
So my mom goes out of the house and she sees down by the lake... my little legs just running
just
towards the lake
along.
And around me is this like bright light and she's like, what the fuck?
Yep.
So my mom starts yelling my name. I'm not turning around and like runs after me and like scoops me up and like the light is kind of like gone by then. And she's like, oh, maybe I just like saw something weird, like a reflection, whatever. So that night we're like staying at my grandparents and I'm like sleeping in the same bed as her. And she said like, Hadley, what you did tonight was really dangerous and you need to stay away from like water, you can't be alone, all this stuff. And I guess I just turned to her and I was like, well, the man told me that he loved me so much that he wanted me to come with him.
Oh, I hate every part of that.
And she was like, what man?
Oh,
and I was like,
no.
The man, he was there and he was like, I love you and I want you to be with me. And you have to, like, go into the lake to be with me. And
this is horrifying.
I'm so sorry. And then I was like, she's like, well, what did you say?
Yeah.
And I was like, I told him that I love my mom.
That's good. Hey, you stay loyal.
I was like, I love my mom and I want to stay here with my mom. I've thought about it a lot. Either that was someone, like, if there is, like, reincarnation, I'm like, all right, that's like a... spirit I've traveled with, or it was like just a very bad spirit.
Yeah.
Who was like, how do you trick a little kid?
Girl, yeah.
Yeah.
Whew.
So that's terrifying.
Yeah.
So that's like my biggest thing. And then since then, I've seen a number of like spirits quickly throughout my life. there used to be a small baby that would crawl around my parents' house, and I saw it multiple times where I thought it'd be a cat, and then it was like just a little baby. Yeah, and finally one day, my mom was like, "Do you ever see?" And I was like, "A baby?"
And she said, like, "Yes."
Oh boy. And we kind of like did this whole thing where we were like, "Okay, baby, go to the light." Yeah. And then we didn't see it again. So that was something.
So you banished the baby.
We said, "Baby, you gotta not be at
you
the house.
You gotta not be in this home." Oh, it's probably a good interjection point to admit that we're both very scared of this podcast.
Oh, we're like honestly terrified to talk about. Part of me, like, when my other paranormal podcast ended, I finally was able to sleep again.
Oh yeah. We're not being flippant. Like, we both very much believe in ghosts.
Yeah. Oh,
and
yeah.
I have been very nervous actually leading up to this recording. I'm like, oh my goodness. Like, we're going to be haunted now. Like,
I really hope not.
I don't anticipate that this will go off without a hitch.
I just hope that ghosts like that we're talking about them and bringing, I mean, people are going to think we're nutty regardless of what we say or do. So I don't care. I've seen what I've seen. Like, I felt what I felt.
I think ghosts are real.
I think ghosts are real, 100%.
Yeah. I'm very spooked.
Yeah.
But sorry to interrupt your stories.
No, it's totally fine. I was in a dressing room recently, and my mom wanted to go to Ann Taylor Loft.
Okay.
And that's, like, kind of a mom store, but...
Classic mom
Whenever core. I go to, like, yeah, mom core, I said, whenever mom I go to core, mom core stores, I'll just try on shit anyway. Like,
why not?
Why not? It's fun. You're at a store that sells clothes that you could
put
wear.
Put it on. Hashtag put it on. All right.
So I was like alone in there. My mom was already done. She'd left. And no one else was in the dressing room except for me. And I was like getting changed back into my clothes. And I look, it was like a door with like slits kind of. But they're obviously like slits so you can't see through. But you can kind of see to the other side out like at the hallway. And I look up and I just see like underneath the door, I see shoes and pants. And, like, a black figure on the other side of the door. And I was like, Mom?
Oh, boy.
And I immediately felt, like, cold. And my whole body just felt really bad. And I started crying. And I was like, that can't be my mom.
Crying out of fear? Like, this was a...
Yeah, like, I didn't feel good. And it felt like someone was looking at me. Ooh. And so I rushed and I just, like, flung the door open. Yeah. So I was like, fuck this.
Yeah.
Nothing there. And I was, like, in the middle of the dressing room with hallway on both sides. So I looked both ways. Nothing.
And nobody could have scurried away.
No, and like there was no footsteps, no sound. Yeah. Like it was just me and this one thing.
Oh boy.
And so.
So this was at which location? So our listeners.
Glendale Galleria.
Okay, so don't go to the Ann Taylor Loft.
At Glendale Galleria. Actually, don't go to Ann Taylor Loft at all. I've had some major customer service issues with them.
Oh boy. Ann Taylor Loft is canceled, listeners.
Protest.
Protest Ann Taylor Loft.
They're rude. Okay. Sorry, but
we're
you should buy
careers,
clothes.
We're gonna break careers.
Yeah, you know what? Thrift anyway. Fuck capitalism.
There we go.
Great.
Get
so
that socialist cachet.
That's us.
That's us.
So anyway, then I like went out and I was like crying and I was like, we have to go.
Yeah.
And my mom was like, what happened? We're at Ann Taylor Loft. It's pleasant here.
You're like, I hate the customer service. Yeah. Yeah,
that was before our run-ins. Yes. So anyway, that's like I think that's my most recent ghost
experience
situation. Yeah, that's like the core of it, I guess.
All right. Well, I guess so I've only had one, but it's like a real humdinger. But I've always believed in ghosts. I've always been very scared of ghosts. So I knew it was inevitable that one day my paths would cross with an errant spirit. But this is the story of Ranch Ghosts. It actually appeared on Hadley's former podcast.
Yeah, what if we just played their old recording?
Yeah, it's like a 20-minute recording. So I'll try to give a slightly condensed version.
Yeah.
But anyway, so my freshman roommate in college, his father's like an Arizona real estate mogul. They have like three properties out there. So during spring break, he has his main house, which is like this palatial estate, but we went to the ranch house, which is like this pleasure palace, I guess would be the best way to describe it. There's like poker tables, there's a fully functional arcade upstairs, There's every type of liquor you could imagine. There's
it's like a college boy dream.
It quite literally was. I was 19 at the time. This was truly like the boys are back in town. We're going to have quite a spring break. Just getting, you know, belligerently drunk as one would do.
Were the parents around at all?
No, they were in their main house.
And you were just in the bachelor pad.
Running amok. On the third night of spring break, we went to like a party at the main house. And then his mom was like, oh, have you met Ranch Ghost yet? And immediately the blood left my face. I was like, what? And then, they told me the story. So apparently the reason why they were able to kind of secure this pleasure palace was because in like the 80s, there was a horrible murder there. So there was this woman who was horribly abusive to her two young daughters and her husband. Crazy shit would happen. Like, she was like completely domineering. There's this weird shower that has like a hot water spigot pointed like right at your unmentionables, because she would like torture her husband with like hot water.
Did
to the
balls.
Did she
have control to that, or?
Yeah, like, no, she'd like as a punishment or whatever, she would like make her husband like stand in the shower and just like roast
his
balls.
My God.
Yeah, so this like, this
so
is
she's
a,
like pure evil outside of even being dead.
You're like, right, this is a bad woman. Like the kids, like there's, we still found it like under one of the fireplaces is a hiding space they made where they would like go to hide when she would like try to find. So like, this is like, this is bad juju. And so one day, the kids fucking snapped, tied her to a table in like the back room, and I think stabbed her, I believe it's 37 times, with kitchen knives. And when...
So, too real. How old were they?
They were like 12 and 10, I think.
Holy
was it?
Crap.
So like, and they're still
They'd been tortured their whole lives.
And they're still horribly fucked up, apparently. They'd never recovered, and I think they're both in mental facilities. So really bad shit. Really bad shit. But what happened was that, so my friend's dad... was touring this property, and he's very skeptical, doesn't believe in anything related.
So he was like, I'll take it.
No, because the guy was literally like, I will give this to you pretty much for free. But
did he say there's a ghost?
Oh, he did. He told him the whole story. He doesn't believe, my friend's dad didn't believe it. The walls were still covered in blood. Because no one, then they were like wild animal. Like, it was literally like a trash. And he didn't believe. He's like, oh, just clean it up. It'll be fine. It's not fine. So her spirit. So this is an evil spirit from an evil woman. And
yeah.
So.
Who was then murdered.
Who was then murdered.
So she's angry.
Yeah. And so that night I was very scared. I was like, to my friend, I was like, please let's stay in the main house. I don't want to go back there now that I know. Because like there had been like a little bit of like. Some hints, like, because, like, so, like the door would, like, make the opening sound because it had, like, a chime or whatever. Like, it would be closed and it would be, like, ding. And, like, but, you know, we were just like, oh, it's, you know, that's a house. It's doing shit.
It's a house.
It's a house. So we went back that night and nothing happened again that night. But then the next night, it was about, like, 4 a.m, I woke up to pee. And so I went out to the bathroom, which was, like, across the hall from my room. And so... So the room she was murdered in is like way in the back, and they typically keep it locked. So you have to pass through three rooms to get there. And
what's in the room she was murdered in?
Okay, well, that's another interesting thing. So just coincidentally, my friend's dad holds the Guinness record for the most life-size figurines of celebrities, which is very specific.
Are they like wax or animatronic?
They're animatronic.
Oh no.
So this house is also just filled with life-size figurines that's eyes move.
And they're celebrities.
And they're celebrities.
Like
old-timey Western stars. Like there's an Elvis, there's a Blues Brother, there's Wayne Newton.
I love that you said old-timey Western stars, Elvis.
And a Blues Brother.
Western.
Also like weird, like French maid that kind of look like sex dolls. It's a very strange home. So, but in the back room where she's murdered, to make it all even worse, it's filled with figurines that don't get used. So it's a dark room filled with life-size puppets, essentially. So
For her to possess.
And so I was walking out to the bathroom, and I turned to my right, and there's this shadowy, dark figure with long black hair just slowly moving towards the back. And I was like, oh, fuck, it's the Ranch Ghost. Like, no doubt about it. What else could it possibly
be? Where was everyone else asleep?
Yes.
Were you alone?
Dead asleep. Lights out, all alone. I went outside and just waited for the sun to come up. I was so frightened.
Holy crap.
And of course, my friend is a skeptic, which, like, because he just, like, sleeps in that house sometimes. And he's like, ah, you didn't see anything, whatever. And so... spring break ended. Another year passed. I went back there for my sophomore year spring break, but I was like, please, let's stay in the main house. I don't want to meet Ranch Ghost again. And my friend wouldn't listen. His mom says we're too rowdy, which is true. We had to stay in the ranch. This time,
if y'all wouldn't consume so much alcohol.
That's very true. This time, the activity really ramped up, because I think, okay.
She doesn't like you.
No, she really doesn't like me. So we start, you know, spring breaking, as can be expected. But so, and this sounds very stupid, but this is very true. So I arrive at the house, I take off my sandals. A few hours pass, we day drink, of course, running around the backyard. There's like a horse stable with, of course, filled with animatronic figures, you know, all the good stuff. I come back in the house, my sandals are gone. I'm like, okay, like, you know, where are my sandals? And everyone's like, I didn't take them. I was like, okay, well, clearly you took them. Like, fuck you. Like, give me my sandals. So throughout the entire week, I was like, guys, come on, like, I need my sandals. Please give me my sandals. I was like, nobody took the sandals. And then so finally we're exploring the house. Then they were leaving. We tear the house apart. And finally I'm like, and there's only one door left to explore, but it's locked because nobody. So, and I'm like, all right, can we just like, please check just to make sure. And my friend was like, no, like we can't, like, they're not there. Don't be stupid. In the room, she was murdered is what I'm referring to. Hopefully.
Does anyone have a key to it?
Well, no. So I was like, I don't want to leave without my sandals. Let's check. And so we had to go back to the main house, get the key to the back room because his dad keeps it. We opened it. Sandals are right there.
And his dad wouldn't have done that.
No, it's not like they would have organized such a long con that his dad would have, like, snuck in when we were out and, like, hid my sandals.
No.
So they were in the locked room where she was murdered. They'd apparently been there all week.
I don't like that, because that means she can move shit.
Oh, no, she can move shit. She can, like, she's clearly active in the house. Like, there's some sort of, like, conjuring she can perform.
I want to cry so bad right now.
I was deeply upset, and of course I ended up back there during winter break, and I was like, come on, why do I come here? Why do I do this
honestly
to myself?
I feel like the alcohol is not helping me. My eyes are watering so much.
So that time I was calling someone, I was telling them, like, oh, I'm at the ranch. Like, oh, with the ranch ghost? I said, yeah, with the ranch ghost. And then the door started just dinging when I said ranch ghost, like she was hearing me.
No.
And then one time we went out to dinner, we turned off every light in the house, everything. There's a full music studio upstairs. When we came back, all the lights are on, the speakers are blaring, so there's just horrible feedback, like shaking the house when we walk in, and we had made sure to lock it up tight. So, like, there's just really no explanation. Like, I swear on the right hand of the Lord, like, this has happened to me. Like, the ranch ghost is real.
Yeah.
And so
there's a final one.
I
can feel in me right now, and I know it kind of, but, like, there's something so much worse that's about to happen.
Yeah, there's, so the last time, and I've visited Arizona twice after this last incident, and I have literally put my foot down, like, I am not going to the ranch ever again. People believe me, finally, and they're like, okay, you can sleep
enough
in the main
has happened.
House. Yeah. So this time, we stayed at the main house, I think, two of the three nights we were there, but one night we had to go to the ranch because it was, like, a school night for my friend's brother, yada, yada, yada. So we go there. I'm, of course, very upset. I don't want to be there. So I won't sleep alone in that house anymore. So I'm sleeping on the floor of my friend's room. And it's about 3 a.m. And so I can't sleep because I hate the ranch. And the door's locked. And, of course, creaks open. So I'm like, oh, no, 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 no. And then my friend sits bolt upright and is like, oh, I'll take care of him. And I sprint out of the fucking room. And I literally sit on the curb until, like, 6 a.m. And then,
does your friend have any recollection?
No, he's like, what are you talking about? I never say that. And I was like, oh no.
I'll take care of him.
I'll take care of him.
Dude.
She just needs to give her evil to somebody.
I don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah.
How do we not do this show anymore?
Here's the thing, Hadley and I hope you know that this is going to happen. We're going to record a finale in the room she was murdered in Arizona. So get ready.
Get ready to fund us going to Arizona,
I'll drive.
Guys.
I'll drive. Yeah, Patreon, future Patreon supporters, you can pay for our gas money if you want to hear us get fucking murdered. But anyway, that's the story of Ranch Ghost, and that is the sole paranormal, like, well, sole definitive one I've had, but it's
the big
quite a doozy.
One. That's the doozy.
That's the doozy. And that,
we should probably wrap this up.
We should probably wrap it up next week. Our guest, Joseph Simpson, will be on the air telling us about his long history of paranormal experiences. Thank you for tuning in. This has been fun.
Yeah, thanks for listening to the first episode
of Stirred Spirits. And hopefully this will keep going and we will continue to be
and
frightened.
I've already cried, so
yes,
that's
Hadley
great.
Hadley has already teared up live.
I'm going to need to finish my drink.
Yes. All right. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.